Farmingdale.
Hey, is Melissa around?
It's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, this is Taylor with Bank of Cardiff. How's your morning going?
I'm good. This is, you're with who?
Bank of Cardiff.
I don't, that doesn't ring a bell with me.
It's a rural private business bank. The reason for my phone call is I'm actually following up on a pre-approved offer here based on some past financing you done with CT Corp earlier this year. And because of that, we have you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital. And I was wondering, how's business going over there?
It's fine, but I'm not gonna be able to qualify. I defaulted on one of the loans. I was having trouble with the company, so.
Okay, no, that's fine. We work with all tiers of credit from A&D, even companies that have gone bankrupt in the past. So we might be able to help you out here.
Okay, were you pull the money daily out of the bank account thing, and you only have like 6 months to pay it back, if that, something like that?
No, we have a couple of different programs. We do working capital, and we do equipment financing. Which one are you looking towards doing?
It would be the working capital.
Okay, yeah, well, for working capital, we have different payment options, daily, weekly, monthly. It kind of depends what you qualify here for.
Well, again, with having credit issues, I don't know what, like I said, I hate to even get into it because I just feel like it's going to not work out. The other
right.
The nightmare, so I'm just...
Well, how much were you looking to get?
Gosh, right now, it'd be nice if I could get $10,000.
Okay, that's not too bad. And when do you think you'll need it by? We'll talk about, like, as soon as possible?
Within 30 days.
Within 30? Okay. You said, what was the other company you were trying to work with?
I think that's the one you mentioned, the Capital. Let me look at it. Piers.
Oh, CT Corp?
No. Hang on.
Okay.
Colonial Funding Network, yeah.
Colonial Funding, okay, gotcha. And what you were planning to use the money for, getting a, what would you kind of use it for?
Well, we moved in January, and I still need to do some improvements around here to set the place up a little better. So,
right.
That's pretty much it. I just need to... I'd like to get. I need to get an engineer to do a site plan. We're trying to expand a little bit, even where we're at, and such as that. I need a survey and a site plan. I have some fees for the county to present that. So.
Okay. And so the way our working capital program works is it's mostly based off gross annual sales. So if you have good sales, we assume that you can cash flow the note. What was your estimated sales from last year?
I think it was, 120,000 maybe.
120,000? Well, that's pretty right in the range of, if you're looking for 10,000, we could definitely have you approve try to get you proof for that. That mean like a 10% of that, is 12,000, anywhere from like to 16,000. So that 10,000 shouldn't be too hard to get approved for. Okay. Well, yeah. What can I do? What I can do is we have an application here. It's a simple one-page application that I'll send out to you. And with the application, I need 6 months of bank statements and first 2 pages of your most recent tax return. If you only have 15, that works too. If you have an extension on that, we'll take that as well. Do your customers? I'm assuming your customers pay with credit card. Is that correct?
Yes, and of course on the tax returns it looks like I didn't make any money, so.
Okay, not a problem. Just send in what you got, your most recent one. We're able in 48 hours, we're able to approve you in 24 hours and get you funded in 48 so you can have that cash, when you need it. I'm going to send you out this app. I'm going to get the ball rolling here because once we get all the documents back from you, I'll send it to underwriting, which we then can get an answer back with you within 24 hours. So if I send it out here, or if you have, yeah, like I said, the very last thing is if you have customers that use credit cards, we'll need 4 months of bank statements. So I'm gonna send this email out here with you with the application attached and with the short list of documents I'll need. Is there a time I can check back or when I can expect to have it back?
Well, I'm working by myself today, so I probably won't be able to spend much time on it. It'll probably take at least a couple of days.
Okay, I'll check in with you on Friday, see where you're at, and see if you need the weekend to further get the documents together.
Okay. How are you going to get the documents to me?
Well, the email I send out is going to be attached with it is the one-page application that we have for the working capital program, and it should have a list of the things I'll need, like the bank statements and the tax return and the merchant statements. And once we get all that together, we're able to give you approved and see what kind of programs you qualify for, and then you get to choose which one you want that works best for you, and then get you funded in 48 once that happens.
All right, do you need my email address?
Yeah, that would be great, please.
All right, that's what I was asking.
Sorry. That was my next question.
M as in Mary, B as in boy, Sullivan, Sullivan, at
Okay.
hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. All right, Melissa. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll send wrap this email up and I'll send it out, and I'll put in my notes to call you back on Friday and see where you're at.
Sounds good, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.